What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 60 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, The Spirit's Help. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, and also verse 26, read as follows. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Our text for today is from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 30. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. When you read today's scripture, you can't help but wonder where you would be without the Spirit's help. For starters, you wouldn't be saved because you would have no one to reveal God to you. There would be no one to convict you of sin. So your life would be one of total immorality. Like you, I owe who I am to the constant help of the Divine Helper. Romans 8, verses 26 through 30 shares that in our weak moments, we wouldn't know how to pray if the Spirit didn't intercede and guide us. With powerful words, Paul encourages us to pray through every circumstance, knowing that the Holy Spirit wants to help us in our conversations with God. Bruce Barton summarizes Paul's thoughts in these verses. At those times when we don't know what to pray for or how to pray because we don't know what God's will for us is, the Spirit voices our request for us. He intercedes by appealing to the only one who can help us, God Himself. We may not know the right words to say, but the Holy Spirit does. His groanings to God become effective intercession on our behalf. The Spirit is fully qualified to be our perfect helper. He searches our hearts, and He knows God's will. Therefore, only the Spirit can move our hearts to align with God's plan. And since God works all things for the good of those who love Him, we know God desires for us to find and follow His will. It is extremely encouraging to know that God has a plan and purpose for your life. Additionally, He has the power to reveal that plan through the Holy Spirit's work in your life. God's plan is that you are conformed to the image of His Son. His plan also includes justification and glorification. Barton explains, "Our ultimate destiny is to be like Christ. God's design is more than just an invitation. God summons us with a purpose in mind. We are to be like Christ and share His glory." God's plan for the salvation of those who believe in Christ has three steps. Called. That's in Romans 1:6 and also 8:28. Justified. That's in Romans 3:24, also verse 28. Chapter 4, verse 2, and in chapter 5, verses 1 and 9. And finally, glorified. That's in Romans 8:17 and Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, and also chapter 3, verse 4. While being glorified is a future event, Paul writes it in the past tense to show that it is so certain to happen that it is good as already done. When we are finally conformed to the image of Christ, we will be glorified. Paul's description of God's meticulous plan for our future underscores the length God will go to work for the good of those who love Him. In his original summary of the gospel, Paul described a constant component of salvation, faith, from first to last. Faith is at work in each segment of the way of salvation. By faith, we recognize we have been called. The message of the gospel is personalized. By faith, we are justified. God reckons us righteous, which we could never achieve on our own efforts. By faith, we are glorified. We arrive at the destination that God intended all along. We become conformed to the image of His Son. In each of these steps, God is the active agent, while we are the responsive subject. Where would we be without the Spirit's help? Hopelessly lost. Where can we be with a divine helper? Gloriously saved and living in God's will. Some questions to consider. In what ways have you witnessed the Spirit's help? God has a plan for your life and a divine helper to ensure you have everything you need to follow Him. What does this say about God's love for you? And finally, how do you trust the Spirit as you pray to the Father? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.